The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. We're back. Alan Ellis here for the Outdoors and Radio Show, joined by my lovely and gracious wife.
Yep.
Miss Robin. We call her affectionately Sparky.
You do.
I do, because of her love for everything flashy. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Yep.
I know.
I don't sound very flashy right this minute. I'm kind of sleepy. I don't mean to. Hey, you got Fran on the line.
Hey, Fran. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. I missed the first 10 minutes of the show, and I thought I heard my voice. And I thought, oh, it's not a pre-recorded show.
No.
No, we thought it was you, too, at first.
And then she said she's 84 years old. Well, I got a while to go before I get there.
Yeah.
But anyway, let me tell you, I have so much to say real quick about those proposals that are thrown out there. First of all, that one about letting the blinds stay up.
Yeah, right. Trees.
Mm-hmm. I think that's very dangerous, and I'll tell you why. Whether it's unintentionally or intentionally, other hunters can damage your blind.
Oh, yeah, no
so
question.
So when you go back to it to use it, instead of hunting, you may have hours of trying to repair the damage or take it down altogether.
Well, these are portable blinds. These are ladder stands and lock-ons, things like that, with the climbing sticks and so forth. But I just see that people, jealous people, for whatever reason, like you said, could damage
like
your
the enemy. I always say, yeah.
You know, I have a friend lives in Maine now. He took me on my first turkey hunt up in Garrett County. He lived in Carroll County for a while, then he moved to Garrett County, and now he's in Maine. But when he lived in Carroll County, he climbed his wooden stand platform and hit the top step during a day, much like yesterday, and there was ice. He, of course, there was no such thing as a safety harness then. He fell and impaled himself in his gluteus maximus on a stump and crawled out of there. He was in a wheelchair for 6 months. Now, that was because of weather-related and, of course, you know, just getting anxious to get in the stand. And then the second time he fell was in Garrett County, and somebody, not known if it was a jealous landowner or somebody who didn't get permission to hunt or animal activist or whoever it might have been, actually he had a metal pegs to get into his stand, and someone had sawn through one of those metal pegs, and when he stepped on it up near the top of his stand, he fell again. Was not seriously injured that time, but you fall from 20 feet, you're going to feel it for a while.
So, right.
You know, well, so I see what you're saying, you know, Fran, and other states do allow you to put these semi-permanent stands on for the season, put them in 2 weeks prior, take them out 2 weeks after. Quite frankly, our public hunting areas, our state parks, and our wildlife management areas are underutilized, but and managed pretty well. There's 700 acres in Cecil County that I'm familiar with. They only allow 10 people on there, and you've got to have a permit. But that doesn't mean that somebody's not going to come in and, you know, that knows the land or had hunted the land before or whatever, or wants to, you know, be nefarious,
right,
and come in and use your stand. And if you walk in and somebody's in your stand, do you really want that confrontation?
Right.
You know, or if you go in and use somebody else's stand, do you want that confrontation?
Well,
I don't know. We'll
I
see
originally
what happened.
Had on my mind when I was going to call today.
Yeah.
Two little kind of silly thoughts, but the first one was, you know, this year it's going to feel real weird when we write February 22nd.
Yeah.
You're
going
to have five numbers all the same.
Yeah, I know.
It's gonna be weird. 100 years ago, people want to look it up. What happened when you could write 1-11-11?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wild.
What did we see the other day? That what date in January was it?
January is December.
1-2-something. Anyway, you could write the number frontwards and backwards and upside down.
Wow. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was either, but
it was
really interesting.
It was a January date, you know.
I'm into numbers like that, Fran, so that stuff, I think it's really cool.
Wow. And the one other little thing real quick. Didn't you say last week on your show that you had the ducks and the geese and all on your trophy wall?
Yeah.
Are they all, like, together in this area?
They're flying all the way down
they're
the
all
hallway.
They're all over the place.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking?
What's that?
It's a trick you can do as an illusionist.
Uh-huh.
Flicker a light real fast. I was wondering if they were kind of close together, would they appear to still be in flight?
Well, I don't know.
You could try that.
Maybe.
I know what kind of light you're talking about.
Yeah, I have a flashlight. I have a flashlight that does that.
Yeah.
But if you could picture this long hall, Fran.
Yeah.
I mean, there's ducks and geese throughout the house, but in this one hall that comes into our back room, they're all lining the hall, flying into the back room.
Right.
It's really weird.
Well, I guess that flickering light real fast, so many seconds, might create that whatever's on the wall.
Maybe so.
We're gonna try that.
Yeah,
I got my big 6-point back the other day from the taxidermist, and he's awaiting a place right now. We had to get the Christmas tree out of the way for me to get access to where I'm going to put it. So that's gone.
But before I forget, Fran, I hate to interrupt. We need to get him off that chair before Jameson gets here this afternoon.
Okay.
We're keeping our grandkids overnight. I just thought of that.
Okay.
All right. Well, okay, good talking to you.
Hey, nice talking
Fran,
to you, Fran.
You have a super day.
I'm feeling okay today. All right, take care now.
Thanks for your input.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I think it's great she had input because we didn't get anybody else calling and give us input.
Camo Preacher's on the line, though. Good morning.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, Russ. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Happy New Year to you guys.
Same
to
you, buddy.
And your wife, please.
Thank you. I just wanted to jump on this leaving your tree stand discussion.
Yeah.
I had a deer stand on a piece of property out in Green Spring.
Right.
And I hadn't been there for a little while, but it was one of those really nice metal big boy stands or something, and it was trustworthy. So I went to go on a hunt, shook the ladders, everything seemed to be okay. And I had one of those three-tier ladders, you know,
yes.
So it was up a little higher. So I start climbing, and my hand just reached the top platform for me to get ready to step up.
Right.
And all three ladders underneath me just fell to the ground.
Somebody cut them?
Somebody actually pulled the pins out of the ladders that attached the ladders to each other.
Oh, my gosh.
So once I got to the top, they just fell to the ground, and thank God I didn't fall, but I had a heck of a time getting down. You know, it's a little bit different when you're using the safety harness. It's kind of difficult to maneuver around a ladder stand.
Yes.
So at that point, I was just getting ready to transfer to the platform. And so I was able to actually lock my legs around the tree and climb down. And,
oh, my gosh.
But it was really scary.
Yeah.
It's my understanding because of where I was. It's actually that area is kind of rife with people with PETA and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently some kid had thought it would be a funny joke to pull the pins and maybe have a hunter fall. They didn't think about falling and breaking my neck and dying. They just thought it would be a funny stunt. But when you're leaving your stuff out there, you got to be careful.
Yep, you're right.
See, that just irks me to no end.
It was scary at the time, and I was mad, but
Yeah.
I have to admit, when I found out it was a kid who just really didn't know any better, fortunately, I had an opportunity to talk to their parents and talk to the kid, and they actually confessed to me that they did it and where they threw the pins and all that kind of stuff. So they felt pretty bad after the fact, but it still, that could have been real serious.
It could have been, absolutely. Wow.
Kids don't realize.
Was the kid disciplined in any way?
By the parents, yeah. I mean, I didn't press charges. I think I could have filed charges for interference.
Oh, yeah.
Hunter harassment, absolutely.
Yeah. So, but I chalked it up to a kid who really just didn't know better. It wasn't as malicious as it was foolish.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just glad you didn't get hurt worse.
You and I both, yeah, buddy. You and I both. Wow.
That's the big thing. You put it out there, and you have no idea, if you don't have your eyes on it, what's happening to it.
That's why I wanted to mention the story. I mean, you know, if you're leaving something on a piece of property like that, you have – and, you know, Fran brought it up, and you brought it up earlier. If somebody's really upset because they wanted that spot on public land, but you have something there, who's the – you know, I mean, if they use it, to be honest with you, if they take care of it, I don't care unless I show up. You
right.
know? But if they're the type of person that's kind of malicious – and they're mad that you left it there, you know how people can be. They'll destroy
sure.
it or tear it up or
yep.
Damage it in some way to retaliate. And that's where it gets dangerous. Who's going to police that?
Exactly. Well, there's a tree stand on the property I hunt in Queen Anne's County that is on the property, on the edge, but over the line. Mm-hmm. You know. And,
yep.
I found another one the other day, but that one was legitimately on the guy's property. Well, it was on his property, but it was the apex of where four properties came together. It was right there on that point. Anyway,
that was
the tree stand.
My situation.
Yeah.
Right in the corner.
Yep. This tree stand is on the property. And I actually had NRP come out and make, you know, put my mind at ease that it was on my property and recommended I take it down. I haven't taken it down, but I've never hunted it either. You know, it's just not it's just not something that I would want to do, is to be climbing somebody else's stand. So
no, I agree.
I got no problem with taking it down because that family doesn't allow hunting there.
So
see, if I saw somebody else's stand, I would feel like I was breaking into their home. That's how I would feel. I wouldn't want to just, oh, there's a stand here, I'll use it. Nobody's here today.
Right. Exactly. But when it's on public property, you know, people have this idea that I paid my $35 to hunt here, you know, and here's a convenient stand for me.
Lucky me, I've got a stand already.
Yeah, I've got a stand here.
Well, that's what I was wondering, and this is just a question. If the state's saying it's okay to leave it there, right, are the state making themselves liable if something happens to it?
Good question. I don't know.
That is a good question. And who's responsible for any damage or...
Or somebody gets hurt on it.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, right. Am I going to get sued because I'm the one put it up and it's on state property?
Right.
But if the state says you have permission to leave it, then I think it's on the state. And that seems pretty stupid on their part.
So here's the other thing, though. You know, if I put a stand there and notify somebody that my stand is at such and such coordinates, okay, and let them know that it's there, I come in and somebody's in the stand, okay, and I tell that person to get out of the stand, can I be charged with hunter harassment, or can that person be charged with hunter harassment, or can, you know, why have a conflict that's not necessary?
Right. Somebody's not thinking things through.
It's the government.
Well, it's allowed in Pennsylvania and Delaware and Virginia.
Really?
That's what it said.
Oh, wow.
So
that's all new to me.
Yep. Me too. So I'm sure there'll be some discussion there.
Bless you guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Can Thanks, Russ.
Shout out to Fran.
Well,
hey, Sister Fran. Good to see you on the air again.
If we're going to go to the mountains sometime, if we get up near you, we're not sure which way we're heading, we'll let you know.
That's all right.
Yep. Sounds good, buddy.
As best we can.
Thank you.
All right, man. Thanks so much.
I want to show Alan my property anyway. So
I'd love to see it.
Look.
Hey, did you get out with the muzzleloader this year?
You know, I didn't. I've been having a lot of trouble with my legs and a little bit of the situation with the church. It's requiring
a lot of time.
Pretty much all of my time right now. Things are going well and it's progressing, but right now it just requires a lot of my effort.
Got it. All right, buddy.
All right.
Have fun.
Bye, guys.
Take it easy. Great to hear from you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, you all got me wrapped up in that one. I can't believe it. Here I am saying that your regulations were boring me to death this morning, and that one got me awake.
That's good.
Well, it's mainly because I think the government doesn't think things through, and I had to say something about it. Go ahead.
So hunting season is just about over. The firearm season is just about over, and maybe you've decided that it's time for a new bolt-action rifle. Well, I'm going to give you a couple of recommendations. From Clyde Sports Shop, your Browning Hunting headquarters. Now, the X-Bolt is the top-of-the-line, extremely accurate, bolt-action, big-game hunting perfection, what they're calling it. All standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers are available. It comes with an adjustable feather trigger, a detachable rotary magazine, and that is the standard X-Bolt. This is an extremely well-built bolt-action rifle, and it's a Browning. And it's a Browning. So, you know, anything you own by Browning is usually top first class. The X-Bolt also comes in the Hell's Canyon models, which is the Speed, the Long Range, and the McMillan models. It comes in the Arid Urban Camouflage composite stock. The barrel, which is fluted, it's a sporter barrel with a threaded muzzle brake, is a Cerakote finish, which is superb finish. It's not blued. It's not, you know, just, it's Cerakote, which is a ceramic coating on your barrel. Detachable rotary magazine, short throw bolt, adjustable trigger. Comes in select calibers, and the Speed is a little shorter, built for a little faster moving, a little, a little lighter calibers. The Long Range and the McMillan models are the ones that are to reach out and do some of that long range shooting. So why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, and see the full line of Browning firearms. They are your full-line Browning dealer for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. It's Clyde Sports Shop. Phone number 410-242-6108. Website is clydesports.com, two S's in the middle. They're open 7 days a week. Clyde Sports Shop, 410-242-6108. So these cold days and nights, and I came home last night, I was just about Allen sickle. Sat back here in the back room, I turned the fireplace on, turned it up, actually turned it on high, turned the blower on, warmed the room up, and sat here and watched it till I fell asleep in my chair and then went to bed. So what I'm saying is you can have that effect with a gas fireplace insert from Backyard Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Ken Island. It's the premier fireplace stove and hearth dealer in the region. And Robin and I selected the Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert for our needs. It's got the remote control. It's got the fan blower. It's got the adjustable height. It's got the light on the box that you can light up the inside of the firebox. It's beautiful. It really is. It's got everything. You know, they did the installation, and they provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service, and we both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and here's the thing. The worldwide shortage of computer chips has affected everything with a computer chip, including fireplace inserts. You know, you got the computer chip in there to work the remote and all that type of thing. Well, why not act now while the supplies are still good? You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. This recent weather will tell you you need to upgrade your heating system. Stop into the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the coming and here present cold weather. Visit BackyardBillys.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Cadenceville Line-X is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie and Cadenceville Line-X can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie or Cadenceville Line-X install your Line-X spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Line-X.
Talk Radio 680 WCB.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man song.
He's the man. He's the man.
I don't take no crap from anybody else but you. I wear the pants around here when I finish with your laundry. Because I'm a guy you don't want to fight. When I say jump, you say yeah, right. I'm the man of this house until you get home.
He's the man. He's the man.
What I say goes around here, right out the window. And I don't want to hear a lot of whining, so I'll shut up. The sooner you learn who's boss around here, the sooner you can give me my orders to you. Because I'm head honcho around here, but it's all in my head.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I can have sex any time that you want. Because I'm a man who has needs, but they're not that important. And don't expect any flowers from me, because if I'm not mistaken, you prefer jewelry. I'm the king of my castle when you're not around.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I'll drink and watch sports whenever I want to get in trouble. And I'll come home when I'm good and ready to sleep on the couch. Because a man's got to do what a man's got to do, and I'm going to do what you tell me to, because I'm top dog around here, but I've been neutered.
He's a man. He's a man. You're the man.
I love that song.
You would. All right. How about that? Let's talk to Stan. Stan, the truck driving man. How you doing, Stan?
Good morning, y'all.
Hey, Stan.
You sound like you're sitting still.
I am. Family matters.
I got it.
So we're home. I look down at my phone. I'm like, holy banana rams. And I think it was Camo Preacher before the commercial.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. I remembered his voice. And I wanted to get in so bad to talk to him to see if they can offer us sanctuary up there, because I want out of here. I'll even go by the Eastern Shore and pick up a gas grill just for him.
I tell you, I think where he lives up there is absolutely beautiful.
Oh, I know this. But you know, the strange things are, the young kids up there want to get out, and the people that I know around here want to get out of here.
Yep, no question.
I live a simpler life, live by the sun, and that's your timer. Of course, I get up before it, but anyway.
Yeah, you wake the sun up.
I'm trying to explain to my son, I go outside now, okay? You see, it's a light breeze. Okay, you're good with a hoodie. All right,
yeah.
Once the breeze picks up at sunrise, it's time to get a jacket on.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody okay over there?
We are this week.
We are this week. Just the colds and the whatever I had going on last week is gone, so seemed to be good.
I've had the cold forever.
Camo Preacher just texted me and said, bring it on. Bring the grill. You can come on up. It's beautiful up there.
There you go.
Oh, there you go. I'd love to.
I talk every day about running away from around here.
Well, every time they show the weather, I always look to Oakland.
Yeah, exactly. You think you got it bad, go up there, right?
That's what I like.
Yeah, but you're prepared, because all summer long you're chopping wood and sweating, but it's worth it. And I can remember, without TV, without phones, without anything, just sit there and watch the fireplace.
Yep.
We never turned the TV on at my grandparents' house. We'd always just sit and watch the fireplace, and my grandfather would bring in the wood, and it was wonderful.
For insulation and the cracks in the wall. I remember all those things.
Mm-hmm.
because there's a lot of things I'm trying to teach my son, little things that he might need one day when he decides to go that way. He's still begging me to find a little tract of land up there.
There you go.
It's moving this whole family.
Yeah.
I tell you, we got a couple things working, but someday I think we're going to be someplace up in the mountains somewhere soon. Probably about 5 years.
Where was Camo Preacher at? He's out toward Clear Spring?
He's in West Virginia. Right across the line.
Okay.
Well, yep, right across. Not Fairmount.
Martinsburg?
Not Fairmount, but somewhere out that way.
Fairmount?
Yeah.
Now, I've been through that many times.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to get in and make sure you guys were all right. We could use one of those stoves down here. I don't need a control adjustment. Just put the damn thing on stun.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm sitting here looking at a Honda generator. It comes in handy, too.
Oh, yeah, they do. No question. Yeah. No question. Yeah. So.
Anyway, I just wanted to get in real quick. And
all right, buddy.
Kingwood, West Virginia, 20 miles west of Oakland.
He's in Kingwood.
Kingwood. Okay. Yep. I'm going to Google that because we were in Hampshire for a while, and I'm Hampshire County, and I had to do what I had to do, but
sure.
Place to wait this out. Now, how many people 2 weeks ago were disappointed because it wasn't cold and snowy for Christmas?
Yeah, Robin.
Me.
Robin was. Yeah. So
y'all just be careful tomorrow. I hear some more. There's some junk coming through.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
So
it's with this weather, it's going to be frozen stuff.
No question.
We got nailed in the first one. We blocked off Route 2 out of Annapolis, a couple of us.
That's right.
There's just no traction. Oh, my God. I wanted to say this, if they're listening, and I'm sure they are. There were three young Marines. I mean, three young Marines. Okay, we were northbound on Route 2 with about 10 inches of snow, 8 to 10 inches of snow on the ground, and people actually stopped. And we were dead in the water because we were empty. And these guys showed up with their massive Ford pickup trucks, Ford, and I think one Chevy, two Fords and one Chevy, and said, do you want a pull? And they did it. They got two of us out. I had other problems, so I remained for about 3.5 hours.
Blocking oh, man.
Found, but God, and I told him, I said, God bless the Marines. They were young. They were full of pee and vinegar.
Yeah.
They moved things. They moved six-wheelers. They moved tankers.
Wow.
They moved cars. They didn't ask for anything. Nothing.
That's cool, man. That's cool.
God bless the Marines.
Yes, indeed.
Especially the young ones.
Yes, sir.
I told them, I said, next time I see you up there at Mission Barbecue, you guys eat on me. That's it. I mean, I owe them.
That's awesome.
Sure.
They're a great bunch of guys, young guys.
Cool.
All right, y'all.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm going this here. You, I ought to leave the phone on because I'm going in and show my wife how cold my hands are.
Oh, she'll like that.
Yeah.
She'll love you. Trust me.
Save me a room for rent over there.
Uh-huh.
You can sleep with Alan because he did that to me yesterday.
Yeah. The man song. Just remember the man song.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right, y'all.
See ya.
See you, Stan. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. They're calling for ice over here from 6 a.m. to 12 tomorrow. We got Gary on the line and then the break.
Okay.
Hey,
Gary.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
How are you?
Happy New Year.
Oh, I'm fine. I have a question.
Yeah.
If I win the tickets to the show, is there any special procedures to go in?
Present your ticket at the gate.
Masking papers, you know.
I haven't seen that yet.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, the spread's pretty high.
Yeah.
Probably the best thing to do is go online and take a look, see what the venue says.
Okay. Yeah. Great American Outdoor Show .org.
I got it. Yeah, I know. I was on the website last week.
Oh, okay. All right. I mean, they'll update it if there is anything like that. So
just make sure you call in every week because we got six sets of them. Okay.
Six sets.
Yeah, six pairs of tickets.
I got to get up early 6 weeks in a row.
Yep.
Yep.
If you want to win.
All right. we'll see what happens.
All right, buddy.
All right. Well,
take care.
That's
yep.
it.
See ya.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. We might make that 4 weeks. We might give two sets away a couple weeks from now.
We'll see how it goes.
Well, the show's early February, so we're...
Oh, yeah, I got you. I got you. We don't have as much time.
Don't have a lot of time.
Okay. So. Well, yeah, you might have less. Okay. You figure it out. We'll tell you next week.
Yep. Sounds good. So, all right. Well, let me see here. I got to do something. Oh, I know what I got to do. Okay. I can do that. Hey, you know, at Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors in Edgewater, the hunting department is on fire. I mean, full blast. There's a good selection of firearms by Gunrunner Arsenal, and the waterfowl department has decoys and blind bags and ammo, and they're an authorized retailer for Bigfoot decoys as well. Matthew and Hoyt compound bows, and, of course, those are new. They're going to be new models coming out here real soon. Mission, 10-point, and Wicked Ridge crossbows. A large selection of arrows and broadheads and attractants and scents and Habit brand camo, and you can try your archery skills on the Monster Video Shooting Wall. Guess what? They have deer corn, too. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, a.k.a. Crab Headquarters, is located at 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. Call 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing Supplies, Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, your local crabbing headquarters, has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing. Man, I saw the crab pots set up, the steamers, the trot lines, everything. They had a stack of trot lines that look like a Christmas tree in there the other day, so they're getting ready to roll. Everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and freshwater, tidal bait, bay fishing tackle, bait, ice, and all that as well. So perch season is rolling in. They've got the baits. For more information, call 410-956-0300 or visit baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Attention, watermen, bring your license for your discount. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Great American Outdoor Show is back with a 9-day event, February 5th through the 13th, at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. It's the world's largest outdoor sports show with over 1,000 exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events and entertainment for the whole family. See what's new, February 5th through the 13th in Harrisburg. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622, and you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
That's a winner, Miss Robin.
Yeah, you can announce it today.
Who's, all right, let me see here. Our winner today is Bob Zeman.
Yep.
Congratulations, Bob. If you're listening, you're welcome to call in and drop your address on Chris. If he's not listening, we will call Bob here shortly and sometime today. I don't know if we'll call him right away, but we'll call him sometime today and get his address and ship off a pair of tickets to him. What do you think?
I think it sounds perfect.
And I think we'll do the same thing next week. We'll give away at least one pair of tickets next week, maybe two. We'll see. So
he can't make up his mind.
Yeah. We have a little time here, 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number. If you'd like to call in and share your thoughts on anything we've talked about today, any of the upcoming concepts that we've talked about, we will have, you know, maybe be able to put some of your thoughts into the stakeholders meeting, some of your reasonable comments. And when we talk with DNR about the 22-23 and 23-24 hunting seasons. So there you go. And if you missed the show, you missed a fair amount of discussion on some of those topics. And we'll talk about them. We'll talk about them here shortly. So, you know, throughout this next couple of weeks until they actually put the proposals together when they become available for public comment. So, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, we are facing an election year. 2022 is an election year in not only Congress and in the United States, but also in our state house, also in our General Assembly, which is on lockdown right now. Anne Arundel County is, you know, masked to the max inside. You know, they've cut back on a lot of, they've added a lot of restrictions to normal life in Anne Arundel County, primarily due to the county executive. So this year again, the General Assembly is locked down, which means the public hearings are difficult to attend, which means the voices of their constituents have to be heard through of our delegates and our senators have to be heard through their offices and not necessarily in person. Makes it a difficult time in Annapolis for the 90-day session, but it also makes it a time of great intrigue as I like to call it, and a time when things can be done outside of the public view. And that's not a good thing. So we just want to tell you again that the General Assembly is not hunter-friendly, never has been, probably never will be. You do have the Legislative Sportsman's Caucus standing up for you. There's one or two senators that hunt and a handful of delegates that hunt. But for the most part, it's an urban mindset in the halls of Annapolis. And for those of us who live outside the metro zone and like to hunt out here in our own counties, out here in our own jurisdictions, well, we don't stand much of a chance. So we ask you to take a look at huntersofmaryland.com, huntersofmaryland.com. They are the only lobbying enterprise for hunters here in Maryland, huntersofmaryland.com. Bill Miles is the lobbyist. A lot of challenges, and to try and advance any hunting legislation is tough. So the session comes in next week, and we couldn't be happier. Right, Robin?
The fact that you're not in the middle of it anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really happy.
Well, you know, it is.
Go ahead.
No, Bob, go ahead.
No, Bob Zeman's on the phone. He's got a question.
Who is?
Bob.
Oh, okay. All right, let's talk to Bob Zeman. Good morning, Bob.
I'm back on the air.
Yeah, you are. What's up?
I'm just wondering if Robin's going to have that scooter charged up.
She might.
Yes, we're going.
All right, cool.
Sounds good.
I told your call screener, I said, Robin's going to be on a scooter, and I'll be on that deer.
That sounds
perfect.
There
you go, buddy.
We'll be riding through there.
I would actually, depending on how COVID's handling it, then I would actually really consider going this year because I really enjoyed myself the one time we went.
Yep.
And I just couldn't make it all the way through and was very disappointed. I ended up sitting downstairs in the food court eating a raw piece of sausage.
Oh,
that
was horrible. Oh, yes, I do. I do. Yeah.
Good to have some type of transportation going through there.
Yep, no question.
There you go. Well,
congrats.
I'm wondering, my question was, not about Robin,
right.
Was about, is it a single-day ticket? Or
yes, single-day ticket.
Oh, I thought maybe I could stay up there for a week.
Yeah, well, no.
You could probably upgrade, but.
Just kidding.
I got it.
Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy.
I look forward to it.
Please, right. After you go, let us know what you think, okay?
Yep.
Okay.
And you gave Chris your address, right? He can text that to me.
Yes, I did, but I didn't get Robin's.
Perfect. All right, buddy. Take care now.
Thanks, you have a super day.
See you, Bob. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Bruce in Baltimore City. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning and Happy New Year.
How are you?
Bruce.
All right, I guess I keep thinking this year's got to be better than last year.
And let's hope so.
So I agree with what you're saying. And also, you know, I live in Baltimore.
About what?
About you got to talk to.
Oh,
your representative.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the other thing is, talk to your friends, talk to your associates. I've become a bit of an advocate and an activist for some positive change in Baltimore City, and it's like talking to a wall.
Oh, I know.
You know, it's just unbelievable. And then so most of the people that represent me are Democrats, and I'm like a plague because I'm a Republican and a conservative. And so I even thought about, I've got a 2-acre lot out in Western Maryland around Route 50 and 219.
Yep.
Around Red House.
Yep, know where it is.
And it's 2.1 acres, and I thought about moving out there for years, and I have. I should have. But then the other thing is, I got an older sister that's starting to decline. So
I got it.
I don't want to leave. You know, she's going to decline. As a brother, I had to be around where I can also be aware of what she's up to. And
got it.
And all smart, right. Smart brother.
Smart brother, yep. So.
Thank you, Bruce.
All right, Bruce. Thanks, buddy.
See ya.
You got it.
Have a great day.
You too.
Stay warm.
Yep. Hey, don't forget, Clyde Sports Shop is, you know, they're they've got a lot of fishing tackle in there as well. I mean, they really do. Rods and reels and line, you know, we'll probably announce here shortly when their sale is. But if you're going fishing in this kind of weather or warms up a little bit, and, you know, the perch run has already started. There's yellow perch in all the creeks. Now, they might have backed off a little bit with this water temperature, but the spawn will continue, followed by the white perch. So, you know, if you want to get in there and do some pickerel, I saw some great big pickerels online the other day. People were catching in some of the lower eastern shore ponds and places like that. So there's good fishing out there, no question. So why not stop by Clyde's and check out, get your license, check out the rods and reels, check out the new line of tackle. If you need some bait, they've got it. They've got all the live bait you need to head out and do some perch fishing. Get yourself some, you know, some little tiny lures and get ready for perch and get ready for pickerel and get ready for crappie and get ready for trout, because it's all coming down the pike. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. So, hey, while you're out and about, too, by the way, you can slip off the exit there, not literally, but, you know, figuratively, Route 50, Exit 44, if you're headed across the bridge to the shore, Exit 44, you'll find... at Backyard, you know, go around the block there. You'll go right past Backyard Billy's, and you can look over there, and you can see what they've got. First thing you'll see is probably that big, giant selection of furniture. Very colorful stuff. Poly outdoor and patio furniture, tables and chairs, Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from the road. And you'll find swing sets and storage sheds and all that stuff in Backyard Billy's backyard, and they will deliver free and set up within 60 miles, and free delivery to the beaches as well, Maryland and Delaware beaches. So when you get it there and you walk through all that stuff and you ooh and ah and look at that and look at this, you get inside, you can check out the barbecue grills, pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. You'll see all that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You go behind the grills, you can see the complete lineup of fireplaces and gas fireplace inserts all set up on display and working right there. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings to warm up those chilly evenings, too. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. 827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. And we'll be right back after these messages.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it.
The Great American Outdoor Show is back with a 9-day event, February 5th through the 13th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. It's the world's largest outdoor sports show with over 1,000 exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events and entertainment for the whole family. See what's new February 5th through the 13th in Harrisburg. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Line-X bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Line-X bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Line-X is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Line-X or Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie install your Line-X spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Line-X.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Hey, we're back. Tim, let's talk to Tim on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, both of you. How
are
you?
Tim.
Have a great day, and have a great year for yourselves.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm calling from Maryland Eastern Shore.
Okay.
What part?
Kent County.
Okay.
And we got a lot of things going on. You know, they're talking about bringing another bay bridge maybe this way.
Oh, yeah.
A couple things. The first thing is hunter safety.
Right.
I had a very good friend from Cecil County, God rest his soul. He would pick the worst tree every time, get up in that tree, and the tree would literally topple over.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not kidding. And, you know, when you're out and you're trying to hunt a marsh or something, you know, usually some of these trees, they just get,
Harry.
I at the bottom bed or something. And,
yeah,
and
no question.
He got hurt, but, I mean, it was nothing to, you know, be on about 50 yards away from him looking over, and all of a sudden Kurt would just go right over to the side.
Boom. Oh, my gosh.
But the thing is Maryland's Eastern Shore, you know, we've been trying to keep it as clean as possible. We get a lot of people from the west that come hunt here, and I'll tell you right now, never had an issue. The problem we're having is with Pennsylvania and New Jersey.
Yep.
Hey, Tim, we got to go because we're going to run out of time, but can you call back earlier next week, probably?
Yeah, we'd love to discuss it.
Listen, okay.
Have a safe and safe hunting experience.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You,
Emmett, call us back next week. Hey, everybody, get out, stay safe, have a great day, and stay warm.